Later this morning, the Trump administration will propose a new immigration strategy, one that focuses on highly skilled workers and downsizing the family visa program. Joining us now to talk about the potential impact is John Scretany, a sociologist from the University of San Diego who focuses on public policy, especially relating to immigration. John, good morning.
Good morning to you.
So we're hearing the proposal will require visa seekers to prove their education, speak English, even have an offer of employment from an American company to be allowed in. If, in fact, these factors are true, how could this change the makeup of immigrants we're seeing coming into the U.S.?
Well, it would really change the basis of the system. Right now, the system is the foundation of it is family reunification, which means that U.S. citizens can bring over children, spouses, parents, even siblings. Those are the major categories for visa preferences in the U.S. system. They amount to anywhere between 60% and 66% of immigrants coming in each year. Skills-based preferences, that is, employers, what the employers want, which is what Trump is emphasizing with this proposed reform, they only make up about 12 to 15%. In the current system. So what this new proposal would do is reverse those. It would basically make skills and employment needs the foundation of the system, along with those criteria that you mentioned, you know, understanding American systems, language, laws, those sorts of things. And it would significantly downplay family reunification.
John, from the standpoint of public opinion, public perception, how has the public seen a merit-based system in the past? As you mentioned, there's so much about family reunification. Is this something that could potentially be seen as a good move by the general public?
Well, you know, public opinion polls, it all depends on how you ask. But most polls do say or do reveal that Americans like the idea of admitting immigrants based on skills. And that's been true for a long time. You know, John F. Kennedy, when he first proposed immigration reform in his administration, he proposed a bill that looked similar to what the Trump administration is proposing. That is, the major preference would be for skills. And back then, more than 70% of Americans supported that. And according to the Pew Research Center, about that percentage supports skills-based immigration now. The question, though, is that if you ask people about trade-offs, that support could decline. But in general, Americans are supportive of the idea of choosing immigrants based on skills.
Considering the criticism the administration has taken from some circles when it comes to its immigration policy, is this something that could also be seen as a way of keeping certain people from certain countries out or limiting their ability to get here?
Well, that's a fascinating question. And you know, I've done a lot of research on the origins and the development of American immigration policy. And, you know, basically the American system was let everyone in until about the 1880s. And then we started excluding Chinese people. And then by the 1920s, we were excluding other people based on national origin, especially Eastern and Southern Europe and all of Asia. And that was our system for many decades. And in 1965, we passed the Immigration Act, which created our current system. And there we had a family reunification become the foundation of the system. And the interesting thing there is that it was Southerners, it was members of Congress from the South who liked the family reunification preference because they thought, well, you know, the United States is more than 80% white. It's going to be more than, you know, family reunification was going to reward white citizens to bring in their relatives. Mm. What happened, though, was that people from Europe stopped really wanting to come to the United States. Their economy was doing well. Their birth rates were declining. And the family reunification preferences began to be used more diligently or more energetically by immigrants from other parts of the world. So it's an interesting story here about how family reunification can play into the makeup of the country and change its demographics.
And John, just one more question for you. And if possible, we only have a minute or so left on this. I wanted to ask as well, going forward, even if Congress thinks this is a good idea, is this only one sort of baby step when it comes to fixing what a lot of people say is a broken immigration system?
Oh, yeah. It's a real problem. you know, I mean, the elephant in the room is always the population of 11 million undocumented people. And this is, as long as this proposal doesn't do anything about that, except for some possible more border security measures, you're going to have trouble getting support, especially from Democrats, for the bill.
That is John Scretton, a sociologist from the University of San Diego. John, thanks for being with us this morning.
Happy to be here.